Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Wednesday, November 18th, 2020, 20 minutes after the hour. Now remember again, this is 7 days away from what used to be called the busiest travel day of the year. This year, we don't know. Who knows at this point? Do want to let everybody know, free food bank at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion, a food giveaway this Saturday, November 21st at 9 a.m. The parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. So a free food giveaway at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion, Saturday morning, November 21st, 9 a.m. The parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. All right. We were talking about the governor's curfew. We were talking about a lot of things in hour number one. Does anybody make anything of the governor's curfew at this point? Do you like it? Do you think it'll help? Do you not like it? A lot of people on Twitter and Facebook and all those social media outlets certainly did not like it. Does anybody know anything about the key fob on a Honda that will apparently roll down all the windows in your car? Because I had this issue yesterday, and apparently I'm learning now that it could have had something to do with the key fob. Although, we don't really know. So does anybody know anything about cars? You know, here's what I don't understand. If there's a button on your key fob for rolling down all your windows, why don't they tell you that? Because there's no little button on there. There's just unlock, lock, trunk, panic. That's it. Nothing about rolling down the windows. And I've never been... And who would ever need to roll down all your windows at the same time? See, I think that would be a weird activity to do. Just roll down all your windows at the same time. Not sure why you would ever have to do it, but there you go. Okay, again, phone lines are open, and how's everybody doing out there, by the way? You know, we're getting close to the big Turkey Day holiday here, which apparently is going to be different for a lot of people. How are people going to celebrate this year? Is it going to be different than in years past? How are you going to do this? Because there was a lot of talk of this yesterday about not getting together or being 6 feet apart or getting together with smaller groups. Or a lot of people were buying heaters so they could have it outside. A lot of talk about this. A lot of talk about how to handle Thanksgiving this year during the coronavirus pandemic. And some people just won't have it at all. Or some people will stay home and eat with the people they live with and see every day. There are people who won't go to grocery stores now, but there are certainly people who will go to grocery stores too, because the grocery stores do remain pretty busy at this point as people go out and buy their turkeys and their stuffing and their yams and all this sort of thing. You know, when I think about Thanksgiving, and we haven't talked too much about Thanksgiving this year because of all the hullabaloo that's been going on with the pandemic, but... do you make anything special for Thanksgiving? Because I've been having this conversation with the few people who I think I'm going to have over for Thanksgiving about what to make. And I keep coming, you know, of course you make the turkey, and of course you make sweet potatoes or yams. By the way, what is the difference between sweet potatoes and yams? Because when I think of sweet potatoes, I think of a sweet potato. You know, that you buy, a lot of people buy sweet potatoes in the store all year round because they're supposed to be healthy. But yams, I'm not really sure. Is a yam different than a sweet potato? Because I see these big cans, you know, these big, huge cans of what they call yams. But a lot of people call those sweet potatoes. So I'm not sure. Are they sweet potatoes or are they yams? What is the difference between a sweet potato and a yam? And where does that word yam come from? Now, another thing I wonder is, for years and years and years, I thought the thing that made the sweet potatoes sweet were the little marshmallows. You know, people put the little marshmallows in with the sweet potatoes. But I'm starting to wonder, would they be sweet without the little marshmallows? I think they might. So how do you cook your sweet potatoes? Now, this is a good question. Because do you get that big can that's so popular in the store? Do you just get that big can and heat it up in the microwave and then put some of the miniature marshmallows on top of it? Or do you actually buy a sweet potato from the vegetable department at the store and cook that? And if you are cooking that, how do you cook it? I mean, is there anything you have to do with it? Because I think you want that dressing on it, or that goo. I know goo is not the right word, but I think you want that goo on your sweet potato or yam. And didn't they used to call them candied yams? What is a candied yam? See, I have no idea. Give me a call. I'm in desperate help now. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll tell you why I'm in desperate help when it comes to this whole potato thing this year. Because to be honest with you, what I normally cook at my house on Thanksgiving, I make the turkey. That doesn't seem to be an issue. I make the stuffing. That doesn't seem to be an issue. I have the brown serve rolls with the butter. I do that. And that's pretty much the extent of what I cook at my house. And then everybody else who comes over brings the food. But this year, and we've never had an issue with potatoes before, because somebody who normally comes to my house brings cheesy potatoes, and that's usually the potato dish. And I don't even remember if we've ever had sweet potatoes or yams, to be honest. If we have, I don't remember them. So, this year, I've got a big potato eater who's coming over. This is a new person to the Thanksgiving clique, and they're a big potato eater. So, I think one of the staples for Thanksgiving, which is sweet potatoes, is going to have to be on the table. But I'm not sure how to do this, because do I go buy a sweet potato? Do I go buy the big can of yams? Do I have to buy the little sprinkles of marshmallows? How do I cook this? Because I don't want to go to the internet and look for a recipe. I don't want to go to the internet and look for a recipe. I want a good old-fashioned person who's been cooking for like 30 years, who knows what they're doing, to tell me how to cook these things so they will be delicious. So how do you cook your sweet potatoes? How do you cook your yams? Which is the best way to go here? I need some help. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I need to know about the potatoes, because apparently this is going to be a starchy Thanksgiving. Which might be good, because in the midst of all this illness, people might need carbs. So this whole sugary, starchy, yam, potato concoction could be good for people. So does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Now maybe everybody's shy this morning. You know what I should do? I should get out the 1922 phone, which I said for many years was owned by, like, Abraham Lincoln. Well, I've done some digging, because I think all people should do their research. And what I have actually found is that this old phone was owned by Thomas Edison, the man who invented the telephone. This was Thomas Edison's phone. He invented the telephone, and then he used this old Bell South telephone, which I have it here. You know, I'm not, whoa, I just knocked my papers all over the floor. You hear that? That's the old Bell South telephone. The old Bell South telephone. Right there. Now, we have not used this for a while. Now, what this says, it says Bell Phones by Northwestern Bell Phones. And it's an old push button. You know, it's got a cord and everything. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to call somebody. Now, do you know, first of all, I'm going to leave this up to you for a second before I go to the phone book, because everybody knows when I go to the phone book, it's a disaster. Every time I go to the phone book to try to call people up, it's an absolute disaster, and we either get the busy signal, or we get somebody who's not home, or we get the number's been disconnected. It never goes well. Okay, it's awful. It's an epic fail, and I never learn that it's just a disaster. So here's the deal. I've got the old phone out because I'm just more comfortable with this old phone, Thomas Edison's phone, because I think he was the man who invented the telephone. So using his phone, I think, makes me a little more comfortable. So what I'm going to do, now, by the way, if you've got anybody I can call, if you know somebody who would not mind me calling them right now to ask them about sweet potatoes, how to cook them, yams, whatever, if you know, send me their phone number on Facebook right now, message me their phone number, or call me right now, and I will get their phone number off the air, and we will try to call them. 740-383-9944. Do you have anybody who I could call to ask about how to cook these candied yams, sweet potatoes, whatever? We don't really know at this point. We're going to try to figure this out in the next 30 minutes. So if you know somebody who I can call me right now, and I'll take their phone number off the air, so we won't give their phone number over the air, or shoot me their phone number on Facebook, and we will call them, because I'm going to hook up the old phone here, haven't done this for a while, and we're going to try to call people. If we don't get anybody's phone number, we're going to have to go back to the telephone, which, that never works, or the phone book. So here we go. I'm unhooking the old telephone the new telephone as we speak. The new telephone is now unhooked, and I am putting the phone cord in the 1876 telephone. Okay, now here, as I always do when I hook up this old telephone, I need somebody to call me to test this thing out. So, because I don't know if it'll ring or not. It's on tone or pulse, T or P. I'm going to put it on T. Okay, so the phone is here, and we're ready to go. But I need to test this phone out to see if it still rings. I don't even know if it rings anymore. It's been a while. You know, you get an antique telephone like this, you don't really know. So give me a call, 740-383-9944. You'd be the first caller this morning. If you give me a buzz to let me know if this phone still rings. That's all we need to know at this point. Is the phone still ringing? Because it's hooked up. Now, this has been an intricate, delicate operation this morning, hooking this phone up, taking the phone cord and plugging it into the old phone. It's probably a fire hazard. We don't really know. The phone could explode in front of me right now. You know, that happens with old antiques. But I have the phone in front of me, and it's not ringing. So this is a bad sign. See, this is... Whoa! Guess what? The phone is ringing. Now, hold on. I got to pick this thing up so we can know if you can hear me. Good morning. How are you? Oh, good morning. Can you hear me okay? Now, does this sound good on this 1876 telephone? Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for giving me a heads up on the phone. All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, so the phone works. as you have heard. All right, and I'm getting some recipes here for sweet potatoes. Bake sweet potatoes in oven wrapped in foil, but you gotta put brown sugar and butter in it. Bake sweet potatoes in oven wrapped in foil, but you gotta put brown sugar and butter in it. So what about the yams? Well, how do you cook those yams that come in that big old can? How do you cook those things? That's what we need to know. How do you cook the old yams? And where do the marshmallows come into place? Well, nobody's given me a phone number here. I was waiting for a phone number to call somebody, so it looks like I'm going to have to go to the telephone book, which is, I'm telling you, it's going to be a disaster. But here we go. Let's get out the telephone book. Okay. Let's see. After it's cooked. Let's see here. You got to put the brown sugar and butter in it after the sweet potato has been cooked. So apparently a sweet potato is not sweet when you first cook it. We're in the holiday mood here today. All right, let me get the phone book here. Now remember, this will not go well. I promise you it will not go well. But we're gluttons for punishment. All right, let's open up the phone book. Phone books used to be a lot bigger. A lot more helpful in the old days. All right, here's a number. Let me get the telephone working here. Gee whiz. You know, I don't have enough desk space. That's what I've learned this morning. I just don't have enough desk space. Okay, so we get that going. All right, there we go. Dial tone. That's a good sign. I gotta find the number again. Stick with me here. Oh, there's a grocery store here. I wonder if I should call them. Okay, here we go. This. Well. Oh, great. Now I lost the... Well, see, I waited too long. Okay, let's try this again. Here we go. Batten down the hatches. Let's try to call somebody here. Okay, here, well, is that... Okay, here's a number. Let's try this. Da-da-da-da-da. Now we're in business. The phone is ringing. And I forget who I called. The number I have dialed has been changed. See, just when things were going so well, the number I have dialed has been changed. All right. Let's try this again. Does anybody have a phone number that works? Now, again, I'm going to give you a minute here. Is there somebody I can call to ask about yams and sweet potatoes? Because we're in dire need at this point. 740-383-9944. Just give me a call right now. This phone will ring very loudly, and I will write down the phone number off the air. It'll never go over the air, and then I will call that person, and we will see if we can get the answer to this whole yams thing. You know, we called somebody in New York a couple weeks ago in Manhattan. I wonder if she knows anything about cooking. I don't have her phone number anymore, though. And the people who were listening that morning, I think, have given up on this show at some point this morning. But there was somebody, I can't remember what her name was. There was some girl in New York. Maybe we could get those New York style yams or sweet potatoes. But I don't have that telephone number anymore. Yeah, these people can be out of state, by the way, too. You can give me a phone number out of state. We'll call them. We've got nothing better to do here this morning. Okay, Ernest. Now, see, I bet Ernest is home. Now, do you have to dial a 1 when you're... Okay, let's try this again. Here we go. This is real rogue radio this morning. Here we go. Stay tuned. All right. We're placing a call out. Oh, and it rung busy. Here we go. Strike two this morning. Just to get somebody on the phone anymore is a real project. And here's what I think has happened in life. I think what happened in life is that we became a texting cell phone universe. So now it's very hard to call people on the telephone. Nobody's home. I'm going to flip the page here. Again, if you've got a phone number of somebody who I can call. Okay, here we go. Here's a local person. This is a local number. Let's give this a shot. Here we go.
All right. Let's see if I can find the number again. There it is. Da, da, da. Bom, bom. There we go.
All right. Now we're in business. Let's see what's coming up. Who did I just call? You know, it's just digits. Or numbers. It's not really any name. Well, it's ringing. Here we go. Of course, it would just ring. We've called the one person who's at work this morning. And has no answering machine. Maybe they think we're trying to sell something. Like a telemarketer. Ring, ring, ring. Well, it sounds like this phone might be in service. It's just nobody's answering. Okay. Nothing coming down the pike now. Well, it's just ringing. You see, this is what I'm hearing. See, this is all I'm getting. So, this isn't going to work. All right. We're giving up on that. Okay, here's the deal. Is there anybody out there who would like to let us know somebody we can call about the cooking of yams this morning? Or does anybody just want to call in and tell me how to cook yams? All right, here we go. Let's see what's going on now. The phone's ringing. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine there. I don't know anything about your windows going up and down. That'd be a heck of a thing while you're going down in a blizzard.
Isn't that a weird happening?
Oh, yeah. I got a number you could call for yams and stuff.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Let me take you off the air here so we don't give the number over the air. So hold on 1 second. Okay, what is the number? Okay. And who is this? Rosemary. All right. I'm going to get... And she knows how to cook the yams. All right. Well, I'm going to give her a call right now. Thank you. All right. Well, we got a number. We got a lead. Here we go. We've got Rosemary. Now, batten down the hatches. This might work. Okay. Here we go. Let's see what we got here. Pick up the telephone. Make the connection. We're going to call our friend Rosemary here. Momentarily. If we can get the phone to work. Let's see here. Okay, whoop, there we go. Now we're in business. Calling Rosemary to see if she will give us some idea about yams. Here we go. Rosemary might not be home either. All right. Four rings. Five rings. Oh, now we don't even have Rosemary. You know, and I felt like a local number with Rosemary, we might have luck. Well, and I don't think Rosemary's got an answering machine either. Okay. Well, I don't think we're going to get through to Rosemary. So now again, oh, the phone's ringing. Here we go. Good morning, you're on the air. Hello. Are you there?
Good morning, you're on the air.
Hello. Are you there? Can you hear me? Well, apparently that person could not hear us. But give us a call back. If that was you, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. All right, let's try this again. Boy, that phone, if you're not awake now, you will be after hearing this phone. Good morning, you're on the air.
Oh, go ahead. The air is on the TV, Scott.
All right, go ahead.
All right, she's going to come on top of the stove. You want them, they got that much sugar to them. You put in some brown sugar, some butter, and while you're cooking them. And you don't drain the juice that you use in the can. You don't drain the juice that you use in the sauce.
So you just use the juice as the sauce?
Yeah, you put the juice on it. Now, if you're going to bake them in the oven, you get your butter and your brown sugar, and whatever, and you bake them, and then when they're about done, you put the marshmallows on top, and that's why they're called candy yams.
So what's the difference between a yam and a sweet potato?
There, to me, there's not much difference. One is just a little better than the other one.
If you look at
the fresh ones in the store, you'll see they're different sizes.
Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right. Well, there's an answer to one of our questions. All right. Let's see here. And I'm also getting a recipe online here. One 29-ounce can of sweet potatoes, a quarter cup of butter cut into pieces. Oh, here we go now. Now the phone's ringing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this number called me a couple minutes ago and woke me up, and I got to be to work in second shift. I'm not happy.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I hope you can get back to sleep.
Well, so it kept ringing and ringing, driving me nuts. The fella had to get up. Then when I got up, put my pants on.
Well, that's interesting. But here we go. Let's see. We got one 29-ounce can of sweet potatoes, a quarter cup of butter. We got a quarter cup of brown sugar, 1.5 cups miniature marshmallows. Let's see what else we got here. Whoa. We'll just put that over there for now. All righty. Let's see. This phone is ringing too loud for me. Let's put this back on the old telephone, because that's going to drive me nuts. Apparently, we woke somebody up. Now, I don't know that there's any law against calling people, but, you know, who knows? So, here we go. Now we're going to get this taken care of. All right, we're getting a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Hey. I was having a little fun with you. You didn't call me, but I was acting like I was one of the numbers you called, and I was just calling you back, having a little fun with you.
I liked it. Well, you know what I thought? I thought, my goodness, we've called and woken some poor man up out of his sleep.
Yeah, I was just here on break, having a little fun with you, too.
Well, now, see, why do you think we cannot get anybody on the phone? This is a disaster.
That's a good question. You're almost to the point you got to call business, but they won't be open for long.
I know, and you know, I can't even call Macy's right now in New York to ask them about the parade because they right. don't open till 10 o'clock.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know what the problem is there. The only thing I can keep thinking is maybe calling a local, you know, a local number instead of trying to, I mean, unless you see a number in the phone book with a cell phone number. I mean, try calling out.
Well, you know,
I
even,
really don't know.
Well, even we got this Rosemary, who I'm sure a caller gave us Rosemary's number, and I'm sure she's able to tell us how to cook sweet potatoes. But even she didn't right. answer.
Right. We just buy the cans, cook them, add a little bit of syrup, brown sugar, make it a little bit more sweeter. Then when it's all done, we just throw marshmallows on it, let it cook into it. It's ready.
All right. Well, hey, sounds good. And thanks. I appreciate it. I like the practical joke. Thank you.
No problem, Scott. Have a good day, buddy.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye. Well, there we go. Apparently, we did not wake anybody up. Thank goodness. The last thing we want to do is tick anybody off at this point. Okay. What else we got here? Okay. 1.5 cups marshmallow mixture. And then we place the sweet potatoes in a medium baking dish. Distribute butter pieces. All right. Here comes another phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I've got a recipe for your sweet potatoes. It's called Sweet Potatoes Crunch.
Sweet Potato Crunch? Okay, I like this. Give it to me.
It's called, you take 3 cups of mashed potatoes or yams or 1 large can of sweet potatoes.
Okay.
A cup of sugar.
All right.
Half a cup of milk.
Half a cup of milk.
A third cup of stick of margarine.
Margarine.
Half a teaspoon of salt.
Half a teaspoon of salt.
A teaspoon of vanilla.
Teaspoon of vanilla.
2 eggs, slightly beaten.
All right.
And you cream your ingredients and put it in a baking dish. And you cover with your topping. And your topping is 1 cup of brown sugar.
Okay.
Half a cup of melted butter.
Okay.
A cup of chopped pecans.
Oh, chopped pecans.
And a half cup of flour.
And a half a cup of flour.
And you mix this together and spread on top of your potatoes.
All right.
And you bake at 350 for 35 minutes.
350 for 35 minutes. Now, what is the... Do we know the difference between a yam and a sweet potato?
No, I don't.
Because doesn't the can, the big can, doesn't that say yam...
Yeah.
But if you buy the vegetable in the vegetable department, it says sweet potato.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure the difference.
I'm not either.
But do you have these crunchy sweet potatoes every year?
No, I don't. I haven't had them for a long time.
Well, it sounds good because I like pecans, and I bet this would be a good... Now, do you make anything special for Thanksgiving?
No, not really. Just my green bean casserole and my ham and nice potatoes and gravy and my rolls and deviled eggs.
Now, are you doing anything special this year or are you...
No, just
cutting it back because of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I appreciate the recipe. Thank you.
After you take them out of the oven, you have to let them rest 15 to 20 minutes so they all set up.
Oh, okay. So you got to let it cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
You have a good day now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Now, see, there you go. Crunchy sweet potatoes. We got to be creative, too. You know what I thought it was going to be? Honestly, I did not think it was going to be pecans. You know what I thought it was going to be? I thought it was going to be cornflakes. Because apparently everybody puts cornflakes on everything now. You'll make your meatloaf with cornflakes. You'll eat your cereal with cornflakes. You'll put cornflakes on anything. But that is crunchy sweet potatoes. So maybe you want to try that this Thanksgiving. Now, the question remains on the table. What's the difference between a sweet potato and a yam? Does anybody know this? Sweet potato versus yam. And we have failed horribly this morning trying to call people to figure this out. We called somebody, it just rang. We tried to get Rosemary on the line. Here we had Rosemary's telephone number given to us by a devoted listener. We couldn't get a hold of Rosemary. It's been a morning. But we did get a recipe here for crunchy sweet potatoes, and we've heard several recipes. Now, I believe this year that I'm going to have to get in the sweet potato business because of the people coming over, one who loves the starch. So I've got to know these things. So let's see here. Okay. Now, the recipe I have on the internet, again, place sweet potatoes in medium baking dish, distribute butter pieces evenly over sweet potatoes, sprinkle with brown sugar, layer with miniature marshmallows. Bake in the preheated oven 25 minutes or until sweet potatoes are tender and marshmallows have melted. And that is your sweet potato recipe. But what's with the marshmallows? You know, does this, is it the brown, now we've heard brown sugar and we've heard marshmallows. So is it marshmallows or brown sugar? Or do you use both? Because this this recipe we just got here, I just don't know. Do you put both on there? Is that too much sugar for the sweet potatoes to use marshmallows and brown sugar? Do we know? I need, you know, this poor Rosemary. I wish we could have gotten a hold of old Rosemary here. And I don't know that Rosemary's old. I mean old in the fashion of friend. Because we really needed a good person to tell us the difference between yams and sweet potatoes. Because this is the time of year. All right, here we go. Phone's ringing now. Maybe this will be some kind of an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Yeah.
You put the brown sugar on, as I said, and that sweetened up the potatoes, and then you put the marshmallows right on top of that and let them melt, and that's what makes them candy.
Now, let's say you have a diabetic over. Now, what would you do to substitute the marshmallows and the brown sugar?
You could use syrup. You can use white sugar if you want to. It all depends on your taste. And you can get, really, there's not much more than you need besides the marshmallows.
Well, it's interesting. I appreciate that. Thank you. All right, again, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, talking Thanksgiving dishes. Now, Glenn Coble will be joining us from 10 to 12 today. Maybe we'll find out how he cooks his sweet potatoes and yams. We've got offbeat news and trivia with Nate Redmond today, 4 to 5, and we've also got the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon from 6 until 7 tonight. Yams, sweet potatoes, hate them all? Oh, you hate them all. Well, see, I've never cooked them before because I never had people who love starch over for the holidays. So, you know, here we are. And I don't even know if yams or sweet potatoes are really starchy.
Good question.
And what's with the marshmallows?
Everybody wants to make stuff sweet. So
is that what it is?
But you can't
have a sweet potato not be sweet. It's in the title.
Yeah.
It's got to be sweet.
Last time you had a sweet potato.
You can't have a dull sweet potato. Oh my god. Okay, I'm getting a message here. Yams are just a type of sweet potato. Well, I don't know. I mean, that doesn't seem right to me. I don't know. That just doesn't seem normal. Because what's the difference between a yam and a sweet potato? Okay, I understand a yam is a type of sweet potato, but what's the difference? Do I want to get yams or is it big? No, I think yams are smaller. Don't yams come in the can and sweet potatoes come in the vegetable department?
They're not allowed in my house, so I have
none at all. None at all over there at Glenn's house. I don't, and then you got to put, but can you put brown sugar and marshmallows on? I think that might be a little too sweet. And the sweet potato is already sweet by nature, I think. And they call them candied yams, I think. Yams are a root potato. I thought they were a sweet potato. Now they're a root potato. Or as they say down in Kentucky, root. It's a root potato. Man alive. Maybe next Wednesday we ought to have a little Thanksgiving dinner here since nobody can celebrate anymore. Maybe we should just, you bring the sweet potatoes or the yams, whatever you want to do, and I'll bring the, what's the other dish? Is no, well, we can't bring a real turkey in here. We've got enough turkeys in here as it is, day to day. Go ahead, caller, all year round. Go ahead, caller.
One more thought.
Go ahead, I got it.
I like to do marshmallows and butter and brown sugar on my Bruce's candy yams. Notice I said Bruce's, because that's the best one.
No, wait a second. Marshmallow, butter, and just regular sugar, not brown sugar?
Brown sugar.
Oh, brown sugar. So marshmallows, butter, and brown sugar on top of what was the brand name?
Bruce.
Bruce's.
Yeah.
Where do you
I'll go with Bruce's.
Where do you get the Bruce's?
Well, you can get it anywhere. Kroger, Walmart.
Is that big old can? You know, it looks like a 10-gallon drum?
You got it.
Oh, that's it. I didn't even know what the name
was. You never had any before?
Not that I remember, because those are yams, aren't they?
You know, until today when I was tuning in, I didn't realize there was a difference. I thought yams and sweet potatoes were the same thing.
See, you had no idea you were going to learn so much today, did you?
Yeah, you learned me.
Well, apparently, yams are a root potato, or as I say, they say in West Virginia, root. It's a root potato. The person who just told me that said they make homemade stuffing. Do you make your stuffing homemade? Do you dump some marshmallows in that?
I make it in my home, but it's stovetop.
Here's a big fight that goes on every year at my house because we do have stuffing. Do you use the regular stuffing or do you use the cornbread stuffing?
There's actually a turkey flavored stuffing, isn't there?
Well, I think that's regular.
Oh, that's what we're considering regular.
I think that's regular.
Then I think I usually go with the regular.
Well, see, because my mother
likes the regular.
The regular root potato. But yeah, my mother likes the regular stuffing, and I like the cornbread stuffing.
You stuff the bird?
Well, I don't actually put the stuffing in the bird.
I don't either.
No, I just cook it on the stove. But, you know, I don't want my hand that far up a turkey's, South Pole. I don't need that.
Get in trouble, Scott.
Well, no, I'm just asking you. You know what? Every year at my house, I cook the stuffing, and because it's an easy thing to do since I'm already doing the bird.
And all you gotta do isn't it just water and butter?
Yeah, I think so. I think you just add water and butter to it. But most people like the turkey stuffing, but I like the cornbread stuffing. So guess which one we have.
Well, I expect you get your druthers.
We do. We have the cornbread stuffing. But you know what? So you just dump it all on the sweet potatoes, which is the yams, though. You use the can, the yams, the Bruce's
yams.
Yeah,
the Bruce's.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, we're getting things here on Facebook. This was a hot topic this morning. We've got somebody makes homemade stuffing. Apparently, you need to put brown sugar and marshmallows on your sweet potatoes or yams, whichever. So this is the way it's going to go. Now, maybe we'll get the homemade stuffing recipe here. Not that I would ever get any of this, but I like cornbread stuffing. Turkey, and I like turkey, but turkey stuffing to me just doesn't do it. All right, we're going to break here. It's a little after 10 o'clock. We're going to come back at 10:15 with Glenn Coble till 12 noon, A Progressive Life. All the big quartet we've got going on there between Dr. Feynman and the boys. The boys, as it continues on. And then offbeat news and trivia with Nate Redmond at 4 and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon at 5. Stay tuned. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Facebook page, Mimi's Party Zone and Balloons.
This is George Kasonis, and you are listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
This is Earl Fitzamerican. You're listening to GH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwg.